I've worked the baby out in kilos. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, kilos. So hang on, it was a 6.3 kilo baby, right?
Born in Arizona.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
So that's roughly 15 pounds. Just so everyone in old school talkers, you know.
This baby went straight into 9-month-old baby clothes.
Boom.
Because, now you'll be pleased to know, ladies, it was a C-section.
Oh,
so it was a cesarean.
Which I think ruins the story.
EP Nikki just took a sigh of relief. Who was pregnant at
20
weeks.
I don't know what it was, but both Teddy and I read it this morning. Our minds did go to Nicole. Mm. I hope she's not reading this.
Well, the sad thing is the nurses and the doctors got the size completely wrong. They totally underestimated with the last ultrasound.
Yeah.
So it was a surprise for everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
The baby came out at 6.37 kilos.
Oh, man, I have nightmares about that sort of thing happening.
First thing, though, he didn't breastfeed. He went for a driver's license test.
Yeah. And a beer at the pub.
And a beer at the pub. Oh, he drove to the pub. Yeah, that's a big kid.
Oh, it's crazy. Mm. Well, when I think about what was your littlest rise? Because Lorcan was 1,100 grams.
Yeah, that I cannot get over that. Mm. Oscar was 2.3 kilos.
Amazing.
So twice the size
twice
of Lorcan,
the size of Lork.
but the tiniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine.
Hey, let's not all forget my second child. We gave birth to the Fat Controller from Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's what he calls his beautiful daughter, Jasmine, the Fat Controller. I find that horrendous that you say that. I'm Helen Jazz.
Okay, Tanya says this every time, right? And then
every
I hold
time.
Up a photo and she goes, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, yeah, she does resemble the controller.
See? So I go, Fat Controller. Oh, my God, Steve, that is horrendous what you do there. Honestly, I've got a baby photo of Jasmine. You put a top hat on her and she's in Thomas the Tank Engine.
She really is.
A top hat and a tuxedo and you never know.
And to be very honest, she doesn't disagree, does she?
No.
She's happy.
I literally have a photo of her on top of a Thomas the Tank Engine, as a baby, Thomas the Tank Engine rail track, right? And she sent it to me a couple of years ago going, really, Dad?
Thank God she changed it a little bit. Not a lot. A lot.
She's a beautiful young lady now, okay? But there was nothing like pushing her in the pram anywhere. And remember, this was in Holland.
Yeah.
Pushing her in the pram. And in Dutch, they'd always go, what's his name? I'd say, his name is the Fat Controller.
Oh, my God. And you know what's going to happen. Nikki and Jake's baby's going to be born. You will think it is the most beautiful baby on the planet. All parents do, otherwise we'd eat our young.
You have told me this, yes.
She's told it and she's right. It's like, oh no, not good enough. We'll eat that one and we'll try again. But that's, on tenuous theory.
That's why we've survived.
See, yeah. I've said to family and friends, let me know if you think.
Of course we're not going to say that.
No, I know.
We're going to say it's beautiful.
The bottom line is your baby will either be the Fat Controller or a chimpanzee, mate. Either way. All right?
Yep.
You will love it.
Yeah. Otherwise, evolution would just stop because we'd all eat our offspring.
Right.
Stop eating babies over there.
Yeah.
Now I'm just thinking.
It's a good pep talk.
Tanya just told me last week that she thought Theo was cute, but I don't think she actually thinks Theo's cute.
Don't trust
anyone.
He
is.
No,
he is.
No, she thought Theo was cute with a bit of sauce and salt and pepper in it.
Oh,
God. Ooh, he looks tender. Ooh. Yum.
Call us now, 1-3-3-5-3. We're going to play a 5K payday.
Put him in a taco.